This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Are you feeling full of confidence today?
My daughter, she thinks I'm going to get voted out the first tribal.
Yeesh, well, we're going to have to find a way to deal with that.
Are you holding a crystal?
I am.
I'm holding a Xanax. No crystal will fix my problem.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, February 28th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Say hello to the new iteration of the Fab Five. Netflix announced on Tuesday that interior designer Jeremiah Brent has been tapped to replace home design expert Bobby Burke on the upcoming season 9 of Queer Eye. Brent joins returning cast members Karamo Brown, Tan France, Anthony Porofsky, and Jonathan Van Ness as they transform the lives of heroes in the upcoming Las Vegas set season. The beloved Burke leaves big shoes to fill, but Brent comes with a resume that proves he has the chops to step into the role. Brent got his big break as a styling associate to celebrity stylist Rachel Zoe on The Rachel Zoe Project, and previously hosted the Oprah Winfrey Network's Emmy-winning design series Home Made Simple, and served as the design expert on Netflix's sadly short-lived Say I Do. He's been married to fellow esteemed interior designer Nate Berkus for 10 years, and together they have fronted TLC renovation series Nate and Jeremiah by Design, HGTV's Nate and Jeremiah Save My House, and most recently, the Nate and Jeremiah Home Project, in which they helped families turn their existing spaces into dream homes. And just like that, Che Diaz has taken their final bow. Sada Ramirez, who stars as the non-binary stand-up comic on the Sex and the City sequel series and Just Like That, will not be returning to the Max drama. Reps for Max declined to comment, and EW has reached out to Ramirez's team for comment. The character of Che Diaz has been at the center of much fan fervor when it comes to criticism of and Just Like That, even more so after the second season concluded. Longtime Sex and the City fans had a lot to say about how the totally fictional and not at all real comic treated Nixon's Miranda. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. This season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, our number three pick today, was anything but hunky-dory. And now that it's time for the three-part reunion, Kathy Hilton is somehow making her way back into the fold.
Here she comes, everybody. The Grand Dame of Beverly Hills.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
She's hot.
Oh, God.
Are you okay?
Can we call somebody, please?
You're shaking. You're shaking. You are really shaking.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
That housewife you hear having what appears to be a medical emergency is Sutton Strack. And by the edit of the trailer for the reunion, one would think Kathy is the cause of it. But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Erica says she wants me to eviscerate you today.
Kyle sends me a text yesterday, basically trying to silence me.
Who do you think has the most to answer for today?
Lord knows Anna Marie's list of apologies is going to be like a scroll.
It's going to be a long night.
Are you holding a crystal?
I am.
I'm holding a Xanax. No crystal will fix my problem.
Now, there is a lot to unpack from season 13, from Kyle Richards and Mauricio Umansky's separation to Garcelle Beauvais and Dariq Kemsley's continued crossed obstacles to moving past things, not to mention Garcelle openly questioning the veracity of Dariq's home invasion. Everyone's got beef with everyone else, and they brought it to the couch for Andy Cohen to start carving away.
What exactly do you think, other than my boob, is fake on me? Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I'm sorry. Kyle's dancing around the reason for her split. What's the real reason, and why won't she just spit it out?
We all share what's going on in our lives.
Oh, no, that's not true.
What?
What? Yeah, you came into this season just to come after me.
You have been relentlessly mean to me.
Where?
As Denise would say, watch the show.
You say I attacked you when you know what an attack is.
You do know I had a gun to my head. But what is crazy is to actually go on national television and to peddle a false narrative.
And that's not even broaching the subject of Kyle's weed dinner. Here's hoping three parts is enough. Part one of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion airs tonight at 8, or you can catch it tomorrow on Peacock. Trivia. It's trivia time. The superhero movie universe is expanding faster than the actual universe. It's gotten so broad that even Andy Cohen has been pulled in. So, in which Marvel show did Cohen pop up? Daredevil, Loki, or Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
The time has come to say goodbye to yet another member of Firehouse 51. Back in November, it was announced that Kara Kilmer, who plays beloved EMT Sylvie Brett on Chicago Fire, our number two pick today, would exit the show in season 12. Here's what she had to tell EW about her character's journey.
I think that something that's unique about my character is that, you know, you sort of have a handful of characters in 51 that tend to lean toward being more serious. And then you have a handful that tend to lean towards more comedy, and everybody has some crossover. But I, in particular, have been given the opportunity to really cross over on both.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I think I had a lot of, I've gotten some good storyline with just about everybody.
But unlike many who have come before her, it's safe to say that Sylvie is getting a trauma-free farewell as she finally ties the knot with Matt Casey and moves to Oregon so that they can start their life together.
I think it's been, it's very much the natural end for the arc of her character. Honestly, like, I'm selfishly delighted that she started her journey in Chicago by, she was left at the altar by her high school boyfriend. And so she runs off to Chicago to kind of start her life over. And I love that she ends up across the aisle from the love of her life. She does wind up with everything that she always wanted. And you're right. That has not been true for that's not been true for a lot of the characters who've exited our show. So I'm very, very, very fortunate and thankful to the writers for giving her this conclusion.
Well, folks, you can say goodbye to Sylvie on tonight's episode of Chicago Fire, starting at 9 on NBC. And make sure you head over to EW.com for more on Kilmer's final episode. All right, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Playing Survivor is hard, but even harder than that is trying to make first impressions of your castmates when you're not even allowed to speak. EW watched this dynamic play out in person when we went on location in Fiji for season 46 of Survivor, our number one pick, which begins tonight with a supersized two-hour premiere. And as contestant Charlie Davis told us before the game, making an accurate first impression is extra difficult when everyone is on their best behavior.
There's no one nicer than a group of Survivor players that know they're about to play the game with each other. You know, everyone's, you know, oh, let me just pull out this chair for you. Oh, I'll push the chair back in. Do you need a pen? Do you need, you know, my firstborn son? He's yours. Like, have him. Everyone is so nice to each other. So I'm just on the lookout for people who are just being a little sneaky. And, you know, you can sort of see the twinkle in their eye that either they're not as nice as they're pretending to be, or the niceness is a cover up for being incredibly smart and devious and strategic. And I've got my eye on some people for sure.
Well, Charlie was not the only player eyeing the competition. Q Burdett told EW he was worried about a possible alliance forming before the game even began.
What I've noticed so far, the girls, they're click tight. Some of them don't even want to make eye contact with me. And 2 days ago, I woke up and I saw two flowers in a girl's hair. And I told myself, if a third one have a flower today, I'm in trouble. Well, guess what? I saw a flower. And it was a different girl. So they're in the cahoots. They're communicating some way right now. And I'm excited to unravel that mystery.
So is the pregame Flower Alliance actually a thing? And if so, will it end up running the game? We'll start to get some answers during the Survivor 46 premiere tonight, starting at 8 on CBS. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. On which Marvel show did Andy Cohen appear? Daredevil, Loki, or Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur? Well, it's not exactly being cast as the next Captain America, but Cohen appeared as a character named Isaac during a guest appearance on the animated Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. And that is it for our show today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson, Dalton Ross, Lester Brathwaite, and EW staff. Edited by Sammy Junio and hosted and produced by Jared Hall.
What to watch.